here's something we hope you'll really like.
You're listening to
Creating Daily.
Yeah, we're the number one live streaming show that I'm the host of.
Speaks to me. It's like he's saying what I'm thinking.
Streaming live.
Feel the power.
What is going on, everyone out there in the internet world, in the web world, wherever you're at? I don't know, web 2, web 3, web 1, whatever web you're stuck in. Really appreciate you joining us. This is Creating Daily. I'm your host, Billy Thorpe, and this is a show where we inspire you, or try to inspire you as a creator, to push that record button, hit that live stream button, whatever it is, podcasting, live streaming, write your book, do your NFT project, whatever. We have guests of all kinds on the show. And actually, yesterday, I had a guest that had a conflict with his schedule, kind of last minute. And so we changed up today's show, and we're actually going to be doing a rapid fire podcaster roundtable. So I'm going to be joined by my friend Sid Meadows here in a minute and some other people that are stacking up here in Clubhouse. My friend Raphael and Michael getting ready to come on here in a minute as well. And if I could figure out how to get web listening activated on my computer, I can maybe share the screen with you. I don't know. I'm going to figure all that out in the background because it didn't work the way I thought it was. But I'm super excited to get this episode rolling. And to do that, I'm going to bring on my guest co-host for this week, for this day, not this week, sorry, Sid Meadows. What's up, Sid?
What's up, Billy? Great to be here with you again. This is technically 2 days in a row. I was here on Friday and yeah. Your ratings went through the roof, so I got invited back to be here on Monday.
That's exactly what happened in that order. You know, this is just me manipulating you into becoming a daily co-host. I'm like, yeah, that person rescheduled, Sid. Can you cover? And you're like, sure. We'll see what happens on Wednesday and Thursday. Because Sid, I, as you know, and everyone else in the world that watches the show, I'm in the middle of moving, so I got to take tomorrow and Friday off to put the final touches on some car deals and some cleaning and moving and all that fun stuff. So I won't be here tomorrow or Friday, but we'll be here Wednesday and Thursday. And Thursday is going to be interesting. I got James Hicks coming on, and we're going to be talking all things tech. It's called What the Tech? So if tech bothers you, feel free to follow the show because we're going to be on Amazon Live as well. So that should be pretty cool.
Awesome. What's on Wednesday?
I got Ben Currier, Failure Podcast guy.
Failure guy, yeah.
We'll see if I can
podcast. That's awesome.
See if I'm depressed or I'm like ready to roll after that. Who knows? I don't like talking about failure, but we'll see what happens.
We lost Raphael over in Clubhouse, but hopefully he'll come back in just a minute.
He thinks we're boring. It's all right. Whatever. Everybody jump in a chat near you. Let us know where you're watching from or listening from. And before we get going in this creator roundtable, this podcast roundtable, we got a little shout out, a little creator highlight.
Creator highlights.
No cooking necessary, no assembly required.
It's got to be funky.
All right, today's creator highlight is brought to you by Owl App. That's OWWLL. You can use the code BT614503. Just go look in the show notes. It's out there for early access and a $10 sign-on bonus. So go check that out. If you're an expert looking to give advice and get paid for your time, then jump on that app, apply to be an expert. Or if you need advice, go over there and find out someone who can give you that advice for a little bit of money. So really cool platform. Sid, did you sign up? I know last time I asked you this question, you said, I got to do it today. Did you do it that day?
I'm going to plead the Fifth Amendment.
Okay.
Jason, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I bailed on my commitment to be on Owl by the end of April. I totally blew it, but I will get on this month. So just trying to work out some scheduling stuff and new clients and onboarding and all kinds of nonsense. So, but I am going to get on and active on that platform very soon.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I will jump to our creator highlight real quick. We all know producer Jimmy. It seems like I'm shouting out a lot of podcasts that she's a part of over the last couple months, but she's a podcast producer launching all kinds of them. But this one, Sid, she didn't launch. She kind of relaunched, I guess. And it's now formerly Business in the Bedroom podcast, where I think she was talking about, you know, basically running a business from your bedroom to now Podcasting Your Brand, where she's on a mission to help you launch and build your brand through the power of podcasting. So she just debuted this new rebrand today, and it looks like she just put out some episodes today. So if you haven't checked it out, go over to your favorite podcast player and check that out. So good job, Producer Jimmy. Woo! Where's my applause? There we go. All right. All right, got it. You got your applause there. So today is, Sid, we're going to do a little something different. We're going to do a little round table. We got Michael on the stage over here in Clubhouse. What's up, Michael? How's it going, my man?
Billy, good to see you. Good to see you too, Sid. Everybody in the audience, hello.
Good to see you, man. Well, I'm excited that you're joining us. And so what we're going to do, and it's the three of us, and if anybody, John, Felipe, Brian, anybody in the audience wants to come up and be a part of this, it's on Clubhouse. Or if you're over on wherever, Bullhorn or Ritual Motion, feel free to jump in as well. You can either call in on Bullhorn, you can chat, or come up on the stage over on Guild. And what's up, Nee? I see Nee in the chat. I see my friend Kevin Hyde. He says he's from Raleigh, North Carolina. Durham, North Carolina. A lot of North Carolina people in here. Kansas City. Michael's from Kansas City. All right. Sounds good. So how we're going to run this roundtable, as I said, it's rapid fire. So we got to keep it rapid fire, Sid. I know as podcasters we get long-winded, but I'm here to...
Kind of like you're doing right now.
Rally the circus. This is my show. What are you talking about? I'll talk for 45. No, I'm just kidding. The people love me, Sid. They'll wait.
What's not to love, buddy? What's not to love?
So, yeah, exactly. So what we're going to do is either Sid or I are going to ask a question, and it's really in the podcasting world, but it could be, you know, content creation in general. And then whoever wants to answer the question, or maybe one of us will want to answer the question, I got a 30-second timer, and at the end of the 30 seconds, you're going to hear this sound. And that doesn't mean punch the person next to you, because that is a boxing ring sound. It just means, hey, your time is up. And then if Sid or I, since we're co-moderating, co-hosting the show, have additional follow-up questions, we will we'll inquire. So a little bit of a power move here, I feel like, Sid.
Obviously, but... yeah, like taking control, man, in a big way.
Listen, I would...
be like some kind of fun roundtable, not an ego trip. What did I come into, man?
No, wait a minute. Yeah, Raph, where are you?
Clock all the time now.
Wait a minute. I need to know where Raph is because I can't see Raph.
I can't see. No, he's in the audience. Or no, he's on the stage.
He's
right
on Clubhouse.
Of
oh, he's on
Clubhouse. My screen is not automatically refreshing.
Video on some app or something.
Oh yeah, we're on video. I'll put the link up here somewhere.
You Bullhorn in today?
We're on Bullhorn. We're on Guild. We're on YouTube and Facebook and all those places. Everywhere. I just restreamed it out. Break all the rules. Maybe that's a question we ask, and you guys can chastise me.
So what's interesting is my Clubhouse screen is not refreshing automatically. I'm having to PTR. I didn't know Raph had come back, so interesting.
I just heard his voice. So, all right, so let's get this roundtable started. And it is all about podcasting, so I'm curious, roundtablers that's on the roundtable so far, what is a podcast? Who wants to go first? Come off mic and begin, and I will hit the timer. Nobody.
Well, all right. I'm looking at my clock here. So this is a 30-second mark. And
go.
A podcast is a series of episodes of content that people can load into their favorite player of some sort, and it is usually auto-fed to them on whatever schedule you want, so that they can consume your content. And usually it's been audio, but video is becoming a bigger thing. And I still have 12 seconds to go, so I'm going to keep saying that, you know, there's all sorts of platforms that include podcasts, and some have video, some don't, but ultimately it'll be an RSS feed. Bye.
Boom. Oh, look at that. Right in on the timer there.
I told you I was watching the clock.
All right.
I don't know how coherent any of that was, but at least I got something in. Yeah.
Right. Well, you know what? This
that
is a good...
A little and almost like you read it.
Yeah, I was like, did you like pre-look at my questions and have that one prepared? What is a little okay. Oh, sorry, I am trying to pin a link here. So if anybody wants to watch the show, there's all the links where we're at. All right, Raphael, I'm gonna pass the mic over to you, man. What is a podcast?
Well, just short and simple. In my mind, a podcast is anything that could almost replace a radio show, but in a much more relaxed format where you don't have to have the same time constraints that you would on air. That's just at least what I would think of as a podcast. But then a video podcast, you just add the video element into it and you have fun that way.
All right. I like your answer because, you know, I didn't think about radio having so many restraints until, let's see. Oh, somebody said they can't hear Raphael. Huh. Could you hear Michael, though, the person speaking before Raphael? Let us know in the chat there over on Facebook or whatever, because I'm getting the signal through, so we'll see what it's doing. But yeah, I mean, I never thought about that because radio does have a lot of actually weird restraints that I didn't know about. I didn't know that until John Wiley came on the show and was telling me about, you know, different segments have to be like 9 minutes and 10 seconds, 9 minutes and 15 seconds or whatever. It's kind of weird. So, all right, cool. So Nee says he can hear you. So that's all that matters. Nee's number one fan of the show. So as long as he can hear, it's all that matters.
Yeah, Nee's response to the question was actually quite good, too.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. Sid, what do you think of podcast? Oh, Nee is. Okay, go ahead and read it, Sid, because that's a huge comment. Oh,
So it says, from Nee, his response to what is a podcast is a digital audio file made available on the internet for downloading to a PC or mobile device, typically available as a series, new installments, of which can be received by subscribers automatically. So very technical, but also a really, really great really great response.
All right. All right, Sid.
And then over in Clubhouse, Billy, I think it's Dr. J.E., I think, said a podcast for me is audio on demand, which is also pretty much a great answer as well. I'm gonna change my perspective on this or provide a different perspective on it. I think a podcast is a sales tool. It is part of what I would refer to as a digital sales strategy that allows you to meet your customer where they are, which is listening to podcasts and consuming information, and you have the opportunity to bring them into your business or into your world and at some point in time sell them something. So I see it as a critical component of a new sales strategy moving forward.
All right. Then that is that's quite the definition. I don't know. I mean, and I don't think there's a wrong answer. And my answer is anything I can put on an RSS feed, because then it goes out to wherever RSS feeds go. And that's what a podcast is. So if I'm putting it on there, then it's going. What's up, Gabriel, Gabe? I guess I'm going to call you Gabe because that's how I know you. But good to see you, man. Thanks for jumping in the chat. And Brandon says that Raphael is coming through, but he's just a little bit quiet. So I don't really have control of people's mics outside. So Raph, if you got a little gain, maybe bump it a little bit, if you don't mind. All right. So let's go ahead.
But I'm going to be over to my Rodecaster in just a second.
Oh, okay, cool. Then that's going to fix everything. All right. So now we know kind of what a podcast is, kind of not. It doesn't really matter. We're not here to answer, like, give hard set rules. We're just here kind of having fun as podcasters. And if anybody is in the audience on any of these platforms, feel free to chime in however you want to. If you're on Clubhouse or Guild or Bullhorn, you can call in or come on the show. Just let me know in the chat that you want to do that. And then also in Clubhouse, just raise your hand and we can bring you up. Just make sure you have something in the profile, because we don't want any goofballs up here, because we already have enough on the stage. So we don't need any
more.
What
are you insinuating there?
Well, all right, let's see here. All right. Now, next question up is, should podcasters be paying more attention to video? And let's start with, if Michael, if you got some thoughts about this, let's start with Michael and then work our way back to myself.
The answer I'm going to give is the answer I don't prefer, and that is yes. Podcasters should pay attention to video, because that's kind of where all the platforms, Facebook is devoted to video now, with audio included. You know, video is kind of where things are going. And so if you can do video, I would say take a look at it. If all you can do is audio, or all you're comfortable with is audio, then stick with that, but start where you can. I'm done.
Boom. Love it. Oh, Sean Savage is trying to come up. Let's let him up. Raphael, if you're ready, we could get your thoughts on this. I know you got some. He might be hooking up to the Rodecaster. All right, he's probably hooking up. So, Sid, what do you think, man? More video?
So,
less video?
I'm thinking about this, and my answer is going to be no, podcasters should not pay attention to video. Okay? Because I think video needs its own strategy. It needs its own focus in order to get the reach that you want on platforms like YouTube. Now, should podcasters use video? yes, in marketing their podcast, but just to put the video version of an audio podcast on YouTube and expect it to perform, it's not going to. You're going to have a completely separate strategy. So
I would define perform. That's always my question when this comes up about, you know, especially with YouTube, because people are like, oh yeah, don't put your video on YouTube. Now, I agree that you probably shouldn't just put a static image of your thumbnail with video, you know, with audio. I mean, I'm not for that, because I just don't think that does. I mean, but whatever, like, if that's your resource, maybe you should. But for us in our podcast, we grew like crazy on YouTube first, and then people went over to audio when they found out we had an audio podcast, because I guess it was more convenient, or maybe we're just not that attractive. I'm not really sure. So we actually saw kind of the opposite. And I would not say, I would even say this show, Creating Daily, the video aspect is not really built for YouTube. Like, I would not say this is a good YouTube show, or content for YouTube. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but and I'm just waiting for Raphael to pop back in here any moment.
And Sean's up on
Billy,
the stage.
Can I say one more thing? Okay,
Michael. Yeah, go, Michael.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, you know, if video will add value to your audience and to your content, then pursue it. If it's just, well, I'll turn on a camera and record everything while I'm talking, is that a value add? Think about what value is added by video, and if there's none, then stick with audio.
Yeah, man, I like that.
I might have a slightly different opinion. I know this is shocking, Rafael, with a differing opinion.
No way.
I know, like, just unbelievable here. But I think actually in this day and age, if you're not doing video with your podcast, you're wasting a lot of time and a lot of effort that could easily be used towards a very powerful tool. Just because even though video editing for most people, or for a lot of people coming from audio, isn't necessarily like your first kind of, like, it's not necessarily, how do I say, the most natural. But once you get into the video editing mindset and also the software, then you can actually do all of your editing at one time. It's not anything extra beyond what you normally would be doing. Maybe just some different buttons and some different plugins. Although you do actually have a lot of similar plugins that are available across various applications, especially if you're on Mac or if you're using Adobe's software suite. Within those two different sets, you do have a lot of flexibility, especially once you get into the video editing software. It's really a shame almost if you're not recording that at the same time. Granted, you do have to be a little bit more aware.
30 seconds, Raphael.
Remember, 30 seconds.
Ah, fuck you.
Whoa, family-friendly show. Where's my beep button at?
Well, flip you, Michael.
There we go.
You.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just got live action right there. All right, cool. So, a lot of thoughts there. Like, 5 seconds, Roth. Finish this thing up.
No, just the only thing I was going to say, if you guys are doing a live stream, I can definitely hop on video, just if you send me a link on Instagram or something.
Well, I would do that, but I'm working on some stuff behind the scenes here. One, I'm making Sid's face go up and down like crazy.
More video.
I'm watching on Bullhorn. This is fun. He's just kind of zooming in and out randomly. It's
more
fun.
Video might not be my best option right now, because I'm actually trying to get the video of Clubhouse up, because the plan I had didn't work. But you guys are helping me out. You're keeping the content flowing. Sid's man. So, Sid, I'm moving my phone. If you'll manage Clubhouse, that would be awesome. Yeah.
Well, while we're on this topic, though, let's go to Sean. Sean, are you able to unmic and give us your thoughts about video and podcasting?
Absolutely. I have a lot to say. Just to let everyone know, I am a recovering goofball, so I'm working on that.
For me, 30 seconds. Go.
For me, I'm a little biased. Obviously, I think podcasting is radio. With video, the intimacy is lost, I think. Consumption is limited. People can be walking their dog and doing other things and just listen and be more attentive. Theater of the mind is lost with video. I think it distracts. And when you think of creating a soundscape and sound effects, it can't happen in the same way with video, I think, and as easily. So for somebody starting up their podcast wanting to just connect, it's way easier to not do video.
All right, Sean, I have a follow-up question here. Did I hear you correctly say that podcasting is radio in your mind?
Absolutely. To do it well, absolutely, because you're connecting with an audience that is not interacting with you right away. Obviously, in radio, you can take phone calls and that sort of thing, but it's theater of the mind, learning how to communicate, putting yourself out there, and then waiting for a response through text or emails or whatever. When you throw your podcast, your RSS feed up there, people consume it passively.
Sure, they do. That's great. It's a great point. I really appreciate you sharing the explanation. Billy is trying his best to get the screen set up over here.
Oh, I'm doing this all wrong, but yeah. I love you guys. Keep talking. You're doing great. So,
see, Billy, if you just went audio, you'd be right in the conversation. You wouldn't be scrambling to move around.
Yeah, and you know, that is a good point because I've produced videos for a couple of decades as well. I mean, I'm not just an audio engineer. I've produced thousands of hours of videos. And, you know, like the lift to add video is a big one. It really is, because there's so much to take into consideration with bandwidth and resolution and lighting and lenses and all those things. And, you know, if you want to dip your toe in the water, fine, but realize that there's a lot more to video than there is to just audio. I guess I'll just leave it there.
No, it's a really, really great point. Go ahead, Raf. Or Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to respond to Raphael. He obviously had a typo there. He was talking about intimacy and as opposed to infancy. And he was just saying that it can be intensified with video. I do agree with that. But when you think of theater of the mind, again, if you have a picture of an apple on your video screen and then you have somebody imagine an apple, it'll be the color of the apple, the connection with the apple will be better. Obviously, we know what theater of the mind is, but I think it's more about the passive consumption, Raph. Like if somebody's trying to walk their dog outside or something and they're looking at a video, they're not paying attention to what's going on around them, and not everyone's walking their dog, obviously, but you know.
That's the thing though, with video podcasting, you can have that option to just passively listen to it as audio only, or you can choose to view the picture that the artist has painted for you. That's one thing that you can miss. Yeah, I will agree that there's something to be said for theater of the mind, but at the same time, I do think it is a little overrated sometimes. There are those times when it's nice to know what a person actually looks like when their mouth is moving and not just think of a photo of the person. I think it adds a whole lot more to the human experience.
I just got to say, I feel like I'm on ESPN, The Jump with the bells. I love it. I love it.
Well, and you know, there is something to be said for the visual. You know, like I've listened to the This Week in Tech podcast forever, and they have video. And I will load the video podcast version and mostly listen to the audio, unless they say, well, now we've got this thing on the screen, we're showing this website or whatever. I'll pull my phone out and look at it. And then when that's over with, I'll go back to just listening to the audio again. So I guess if that's a value add you can give to your audience, then great.
Yeah. And I think, you know, and we'll kind of, I'll say what I got to say, and then we're going to pass it to Jazz for one more thought on this subject, and then we'll move to the next question because we got to keep this rapid fire. But one thing that I do think it is, you know, like how does, because there's probably more people that are checking out my audio, even with this show, more audio than video, but I would call myself a video first production because I personally like love video. I enjoy the process of video. And maybe one day that will, you know, flip or whatever. But I do think, to Michael's point, you do have this another opportunity to connect with people. And as a consumer, I love to watch video. I love to watch video podcasts, and just because I think the facial expressions, the quirkiness of the host or the guest, or, you know, like, I think there's a lot more story and a lot more, like, mystery when I'm watching somebody on screen versus just hearing their inflections and their voice. So that's just me as a consumer, though. But I want to pass the mic down. I don't know if Raphael is just my biggest fan clapping on Clubhouse or if he has something to say.
No, never a fan, but definitely agree with you.
You know, Raph and Nee are like in a race for Billy's favorite troll. Know. That's what's really happening here. And Nee had to leave us. But go ahead, Jazz, introduce yourself and welcome up.
Hey, Billy, thank you so much for having me in this room. I got the notification that you guys were talking, had to jump in, and it was perfect because you're talking about video. So I am a podcast producer, and I have 5 shows running right now, and I have conversations with people sometimes that want to, and these are their words, they want to start a podcast, and they want to only do video. So YouTube or Facebook Live or something like that, or other conversations I have with people that say, oh, check out my podcast, and I go to look for it in Apple or Spotify, it's not there. And they say, oh, no, you got to go to my YouTube. So my question is a person who only does a conversation via video really a podcaster?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it's just hosted in a different way. That's the only thing.
Just okay, to let but you know, from Jazz, a- too, just to let you know quickly, Jazz, Spotify does video now. So any of those customers, people you're dealing with, they can upload their video to Spotify now.
So as a consumer, you can just pull up your Spotify app and look at the video?
Yep.
It's all
and the audio will be still distributed to other platforms.
Do you know if that's like retroactive? Because I had a couple episodes I did, just little short ones, I'll say like 2021, that were video. And they would show up on Podbean, but that was about it. They didn't show up on Spotify. Do you know if that would pull now?
You would have to upload it directly through Anchor in that case if you want it to show up on Spotify.
Yep.
That's okay. So I guess the premise of my question, and thank you for the one person who said yes, does everybody agree that they're still considered podcasting if they don't? Because here's my thing. This is my stance. If you don't have an RSS feed, I feel like the really simple syndication is a defining quality of a podcast. So if not, why are they not considered just YouTubers? I guess that's why I'm getting kind of confused.
Yeah.
YouTuber is a very dirty word and has a very different connotation.
You know, Jazz, I think if you ask 100 different content creators, you get 100 different answers. But really, it's all content. That's why, you know, people will want to fist fight me over, am I a podcaster? Am I a YouTuber? Am I a live streamer? Am I a video? You know, it's like, dude, you create content. Like, however you want to put that out to the world. And then if you want to get in the nitty gritty of, like, defining that, then I'm with you. I think if you want to call yourself a podcaster, at this very moment, RSS feed is, in my opinion, the only thing that really separates all these different mediums is like that, you know, podcast, I guess, just because it's, you know, linked to iPod. So, I mean, if it's not on some kind of, you know, audio player, I'm like, I don't know, but I don't really get in the weeds about that. If you want to call it a podcast, call it a podcast. If you want to call it a live show, call it a live show, you know, whatever you want to call it, call it. Just freaking show up and do it. And I think you're safe. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, people probably argue about that and don't start anything. And I'm just like, it's content, dude. Just put out content.
So, Billy, I just wanted to remind you real quick that this is supposed to be rapid fire.
It's not rapid at all.
There's supposed to be a 30-second timer.
Oh, yeah.
On everybody. And that includes you. That includes you.
No.
So you only get 30
Derail
seconds.
Derail the show. Derail the show.
Oh, my God.
Derail the show.
You know what? I'm over here giving the people what they want. They wanted Raphael's face on the screen. I'm putting it on the screen. I'm trying to get it there. So we're kind of here. All right, so let's rapidly go to the next question here. And this is really not even a question, but this is just a tip. Like, I want each person, if you would like to, share one tip to get more listener engagement. And we can start with Jazz and work our way back up, if you would like.
Well, I think one of the biggest engagement tactics that we've seen is when we are on social media, not promoting our show, but literally just answering questions about certain topics and just getting a conversation going. And then when the person who's engaging wants to know more, then we drop them a link, which is kind of a long process, but it seems to be the most effective for us so far.
All right, Sean, pass the mic over to you, man. What do you think?
Community versus audience. And I know, Billy, you've said this before. Know the difference between those two words. Audience, I speak, you listen. Community, they talk to each other. Create a community or create an audience first and then shift it to community. You get engagement and you'll get more listeners or viewers. All right. Content consumers.
All right, follow-up question for you, Sean, since you said create a community. I love this answer, by the way. I think it's way harder than we think it is, but where do you create this community?
And that's the key thing. There is no one answer or one size fits all. So what I would be doing is find out where your decide where you want to put your energy, and whether it's Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, pick one and then do that. And then the other thing is get help. You can't do this alone. If you're doing the podcast and doing the technical stuff, I mean, it's a lot of work to do the social stuff too. And if you can offload that busy work, get someone to help you or some software or something to make that happen. But I would pick one of them, the social media, focus your attention on that and see which one has more traction, because if you're spreading yourself too thin, you're not going to get the return, I don't think.
Love it, man. Love it. Michael, over to you, man. What's one thing to get more listener engagement?
I'm going to steal a phrase from our friend John J. Wiley, and that is always be promoting. So, you know, keep putting your content out there on social media, the audiences that you're trying to reach, because to steal another quote, I think it's from Michael Jordan, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So if you don't post anything about your content, people aren't going to know about it. If you do, somebody might see it and you might get another audience member or another client or XYZ.
Awesome. Raphael, any thoughts?
I hear it was Wayne Gretzky. Sorry. Thanks, Frankie.
Yeah. I would say, actually, I would definitely agree with Sean that community is extremely important, but I think you have to do a multi-prong approach. And one of the prongs that I really like to focus on with my personal projects, as well as the projects that I do with my clients, SEO, extremely powerful tool.
All right. That's a good one. I think that's a huge one. Sid, what about you, my man? Where are you building that community?
So I'm going to kind of tag on to a little bit of the social media, but in maybe different perspective, video, short form video, whether it's an Instagram Live, a Facebook Live, a Reel. I think embracing short form video with your guest or talking about the episode, the three key takeaways from the episode. I think that has so much reach, especially in the vertical format, that Instagram Reel, TikTok type videos have such a big reach. I think it's a great way to create more engagement with your community.
Awesome, man. Love that answer. And I would say start a live stream. Look at us. You guys are so engaged. People are fired up in the chats. Love it.
I know.
So might be a good strategy for somebody if you like video. Speaking of video, if you like video. All right, we're going to keep this thing rapidly moving on here. Does your podcast name need to match your subject perfectly? And we could start at the bottom of chats and work our way up again if we would like.
Controversial here, right? I mean, you're picking, you're asking questions, Billy, that could be a whole clubhouse room all by themselves.
Hey, you know what? If I remember correctly, Sid, I said, hey, Sid, let's pick one of these things out of this list to talk about. And you're like, no, let's talk about them all. And I'm like, all right.
Oh, dude, that is such a lie. Fault. That's
get a room. Get a room.
All right, Jazz, do you have any thoughts about this? Does your podcast name need to match your subject or your topic perfectly?
No, when you say podcast name, are you talking about episodes or podcast?
Overall, what goes on that? You know, what goes, I won't say on your show artwork, but most people's show artwork.
Right. Okay, so at first, I was going on no. As I've started more and more shows, I've tend to get way more specific because it's easier, like with the SEO, it's easier to be found and people know what your niche is, like right off the bat. So I don't know, I guess right now I'm 50-50 on it. I'm interested to seeing what other people think. I think as a listener, yes, the more specific the title, the better for me. Yes.
Awesome. All right, let's move on over to Sean. Sean, what's your thoughts?
The one thing I can say is a podcast is not a marriage. It's not forever. So you can change your topics. You can change your names. And I think bringing the listeners along with you. So first of all, knowing your why, sharing who you are, the podcast is very personal for whoever the host is. And you might just go through the topic and exhaust it. And then what do? So I think having the name be general, but not too niche, giving yourself wiggle room to evolve, to bring the listeners on to evolve as well. So I don't think it has to be specific. It should be sort of the general area. Or when you get to a point where, hey, this bores me now, listeners will hear you being bored with the topic, you can change the name of your show. The RSS feed is still there. Just change the name, throw on some more artwork. People are still following that feed.
Should you change this? Maybe another question I should ask later, but I'll ask you now. When you go to change that name, if it's a different topic altogether, would you just start a whole new podcast, or would you still try to cipher off some of that audience?
I would keep the same feed, and I've helped some other people do this, because after maybe 4 or 5 episodes, the trust is there. So the listener's listening for you and then how you're expressing yourself. So if the common denominator is still you, but now you've shifted to another topic, they're trusting you, they're interested, they want to hear what you have to say, right?
All right. So Sid, you can do that then. You can take your furniture podcast and turn it to squirrel hunting like you've been talking about. So.
Yeah, right.
All right. Michael, what do you think? Perfectly match the name or not?
I don't know about perfectly match, but I mean, I think listeners should have a sense of what the podcast is about from the name, or if it should at least give them a teaser to find out more. Like I love, and you know, obviously Jemmy's got to do what she's got to do for her podcast, but I loved the name Business in the Bedroom because it's like, whoa, this could go one of two ways. So let me find out more about it. And, you know, if you could do something like that, that could really draw people in, that's ideal.
All right. Awesome. And Raphael, I'll let you jump in here if you want.
Yeah, can you just quickly repeat the question?
I'm just saying, like, should your podcast name or your show name match your subject, like, pretty close or perfectly?
Okay, sorry. I mean, honestly, I think it's a missed opportunity if you don't take advantage of that little bit of space there. Like I was mentioning, SEO can be a very powerful tool/ally, and if you can have something that describes at least partially, maybe not perfectly, what you're doing, or that gives people an idea and that relates to maybe the rough area that you're focusing on, I think it's worthwhile if you can. It doesn't have to, but it's a tool, so you may as well use it.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. All right, Sid, what do you think?
As much as it pains me, I'm just going to say ditto to what Raph said.
I can't believe you agree with Raph. I can't have you on the
show.
Get
your own thoughts, man. Like, stop stealing mine.
See, I can't even compliment him without him popping back with some smart aleck remark. Because I agree with both.
We've spent too much time on this app together, man. That's just what it comes down to.
Hey, Raph. Sorry, sidebar. My daughter's in Italy, man. You're not, but she's there.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you know where in Italy?
Take this somewhere else. We don't care about Italy.
No, this is the Italy show now, man. We're derailing.
Right. Oh, I thought, yeah, we're going to take the derail.
Your boyfriend.
What kind of pizza are you guys going to have? Ralph, one more of those boyfriend jokes and you're in the audience. No, I can't.
Oh, I got plenty more where that came from.
You don't talk about my virtual boyfriend like that. All right.
I thought you guys were already virtually married.
All right. Yeah, okay.
This is going downhill fast. Let's keep moving on. Let's find another question, Billy.
Let's go. All right. So first of all, before we find another question, we've been doing this for about 40 minutes or so. This is the roundtable, a creator roundtable, podcasters rapid fire, which it's been everything but rapid, but having a lot of fun. So if you're joining us in Clubhouse and you want to come on the stage and share some of your thoughts, feel free to do that. If you're joining us on other platforms, jump in the chat closest to you, or if there's a call-in feature, which there is on Bullhorn, or you can request to come on camera or audio on Guild if you're listening over there. So feel free to do that. And the next question up is, Sid, I'm going to let you pick one, man. We got a lot. We're not going to get to them all. So I'm going to let you look through there real quick and pick one.
All right. So let's, I'm going to kind of go through the list a little differently.
Since I came up with a list, you can read off the list. How's that?
I'm going to. So this is an interesting one because I'm a business guy and I do a lot of business coaching. Let's ask this question, which is, should every business have a podcast?
Ooh. And if you want to answer that, just flash your mic. I won't make everyone go, so don't feel the pressure. All right, Raphael, go for it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. No doubt about it. Most of my clients are businesses, and some of them dominate their space that they're in when it comes to not only podcast search results, but also Google search results because of their online presence. And what that does is it allows them to be in the position that they can get contacted by the people that need to be in contact with them. That can be anywhere from clients to customers, because a customer isn't always a client and a client isn't always a customer, but also news organizations and so on, for interviews to be the expert, quote unquote.
Love it. Love it. Think it's good. All right. And then I think I saw Michael next and then Sean.
Yeah, I was just going to say there's only positives and there's really no negatives. So if you can devote the time or energy or money or whatever to a podcast, then do it, because it's only going to bring rewards. So there you go.
All right, Sean, over to you.
So podcasts for business do work, but don't make the podcast an infomercial. Don't be selling overtly because people just turn it off. What I've seen with people I'm helping is they create a world around them that their product can live in, and then they're end up being front of mind when the customer decides that they want to interact with their product. So build a world around that. Don't just be overt, because infomercials don't work as podcasts.
Love it, man. Go for it, Sid.
No, I was just going to say, Sean, that's such a spot on point, right? Billy and I actually had a call with a real estate brokerage firm a couple of months ago about podcasting, and we talked about them creating a podcast. And admittedly, the broker was struggling to get his arms around the fact of A, why a podcast benefited him, but B, not talking about real estate and not talking about his properties. And so I think people have to understand what the strategy is around your podcast. And honestly, who should be the voice? Because not every business owner should be a content creator. Maybe they don't have the ability. So you got to really pay attention to who is the voice inside of it. But I do agree. I'm going to say not all. I'm going to say most businesses should have a podcast. But make sure you know what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, I just want to give you guys a little bit of perspective on why I said that. And Sid, I have one of the shows I produce here on this radio commercial station here in Toronto is a real estate show, and it's the number one broker in Canada. And what he does is he gets on and he brings people in and he talks about legislation and the market, and he doesn't even talk about the fact that he's a real estate broker and he has a company. So it's more informational, and he has become the authority, and he's the number one guy in Canada as far as selling. So that's my perspective, and that's what we always do, is just create that world and give people information on the actual area, and then by default, you become the expert.
Love it, man. Yeah, I think that's a part of it, you know, and I think you can build, and I've seen this, and Sid, I've shared this with you, and this is part of like some of our collaboration stuff, is, you know, I built a fishing podcast and sponsored it with my business and ended up driving business to myself because of a fishing podcast. And so it had nothing to do with anything about the business I had, absolutely zero, but it helped me build my community, build my audience, build trust in the community that I was working in, et cetera, et cetera. So I definitely think every business should look at implementing a podcast in their marketing strategy 100%. So that's a good question. I'm glad I wrote it. Yeah. Sid, I'm glad you asked it.
So what do we have time for, like one more question, Billy?
Yeah, let's go. Let's keep going for a little bit here.
All right. So I kind of like this one. Billy, quit messing with the screen.
Sid, you are moving stuff
around all over the place. I mean, Michael, you see what I'm talking about? Him messing with the screen?
I don't know what happened. Okay, here we go. Just chill, man. Just go.
I'm watching it.
Just go. Just go.
You know, roll with it.
So, all right. So next question is, do you really need a website for your podcast? Flash your mic if you want to respond to that one. Go ahead, Sean.
Absolutely, 100% yes, because you control that environment. And if any of these social media platforms go down for any reason, you can still have control over your website. And I would opt to always direct people to your website, because you can control it. You can get your mailing list, all that stuff, and then put all the links to all the other social media so then people can go and click on the one they want. But you don't want to be at the behest of all these companies. If they just decide to stop doing whatever they're doing, you still have your website. You can control that world.
All right, Raphael, I think I saw you next. Go for it.
Yeah, I would completely agree with everything that Sean said. But again, kind of going back to the same point that I keep making over and over again, it's another wasted opportunity if you don't have it. You have another opportunity for growth there. You have another opportunity for SEO to get onto Google in another way. Again, talking about dominating the search results, it's a fantastic tool that you can give yourself that, in depending on your host and how you're doing it, can actually be a very minimal cost when it comes to some of the services that you will end up paying for as a podcaster.
All right, go ahead, Jazz. I saw you flash your mic there.
Hey, so yeah, I definitely agree that you should have a website. I think maybe we should distinguish the difference between a pod page and a website, something like a WordPress or, you know, that you designed on Wix, and the free pod page that you would get from your podcast host. Some people don't even realize that that's a thing. So, yeah, I just wanted to, you know, maybe we should talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So, well, first of all, I want to clarify something, because PodPage is actually a company that builds in 5 minutes podcast websites, and I host several of them on PodPage, the platform, which I think is pretty awesome. They make it super, super easy for podcasters to do that. And so far, I've had some amazing results, and they make the SEO, you know, part of it really, really simple. And then also, then you have every host, like you're saying, that includes a podcast, you know, website, landing page, or whatever, player page on there as well. And to be honest with you, though, like, I get a lot of traction from that, from my podcast host, Sounder. What do you guys, are you guys seeing that you get traction from those podcast provide, you know, those podcast host provided pages? I don't even know what they call them, the technical term. Go ahead, Ruff.
Yeah. I was going to say, definitely I do. And I think PodPage is just, to me, I know it's a brand from a website, but it's also what I know Podbean calls it, a pod page as well.
I didn't know that. Go ahead, Raphael, you're up next.
Yeah, I was just about to say, from my personal experience, and then also some of what I've seen, I've had zero results for search from my podcast page. Everything that I get, like, I've hit a number of top results on Google with my website, but maybe I've only seen my podcast player or podcast host page itself pop up like once, but the amount of hits that I'm getting from it, I would say would probably be close to zero, if not actually zero.
Who's your podcast host platform? Just curious.
I was originally with, what's it called? Red Circle, at least with my personal one. Yeah. I was with Red Circle, and then I switched over to Anchor. But again, for me, like, you have to consider my main focus is the YouTube. So yeah, the YouTube, if we're talking about that, then I get plenty of hits through search. That's like one of my biggest ways that I actually get people to come in.
Love that. Anybody else on this question? Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, Billy. One of the things with those automatically made templates from your host is they're very limited in the design and the branding and the actual functionality. So having your own website, you can brand it better, color it better. You can put in more links and have more interaction with people when they come there. And these template sort of things are very limited in the way you can customize it. So there's a limitation there. Having your own website, you can do more.
100% agree.
So Billy,
but
I want
to... If you had the opportunity to... If you didn't have an opportunity to build your own website for whatever reason, time, cost, don't feel like it, I definitely would say have a pod page over nothing. And where I see the interaction for some of these podcast hosts, say like a Podbean where we go live and we have, you know, live interaction. When you go live on Podbean and somebody's looking on the Podbean app, it's going to, number one, tell everyone who's on that app that you're going live along with the, you know, 15, 20 other people who are live at the moment. So we've gotten a lot of discovery from that. And then also if people are searching general topics in whatever app, your podcast page will come up through that rather than having them come to my www.blahblahblah having to find me specifically on my website. So I would say if you can't have a website that you make on WordPress or Wix or whatever, for whatever reason, at least take advantage and put your brand colors on your pod page that you get most likely for free with your podcast host.
Just so, one name that I do have to drop for hosting. Bluehost specifically for WordPress has some amazing, crazy deals when it comes to WordPress. And they're one of the official hosts according to WordPress that they actually kind of promote. So that's something. And especially if you combine that with something like a site builder, for example, Elementor, you can be up and running in a matter of minutes. Not quite as easy as Podpage, but still a very, very fast process and potentially even cheaper than some of those page building sites out there.
Yeah, this is Michael. I want to jump in. I like everything that everybody has said, but I do want to point out the difference between like a host or a site and the actual domain. I would say if you can, at a minimum, get a domain, a .com, a .me, or whatever, tie it to a link tree. It's free, or some other similar site like that. But have some sort of domain that you can give people to direct them to whatever it is you want to share with them.
100%. I agree with that 100%, Michael. Thanks for thinking of that. Thanks for bringing it up, because I think that is, if nothing else, is killer just for your brand. Like, just get that thing and send it wherever, and then you can always change it up later. So, super good tip. And Sid, you got any last thoughts on this question?
Yeah, while you guys were talking, I mean, all great points. I actually went out to Buzzsprout, which is my provider, and looked at my analytics, and most 48% of people listen to my podcast on Apple, but 24% of them listen on an embedded player that is on my website. So I think a website is important. I have a sidmeadows.com/podcast. We'll take you to the trend report, and everything you need is there. And so 24% of my listens come from my website. So I think absolutely it's important. It should be optimized. Your show notes should be there. And we email it. This may be part of the reason why we get, because we email it out every Tuesday. And with a link to listen directly on the website, then it doesn't matter what device you actually have that you can listen to. So,
yeah, Sid, I was going to say, well, why don't you disclose you spend 10 grand a month in marketing dollars on Facebook? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right. I wish.
Oh, yeah. Man, this has been a great roundtable. We could go on for 5 more days. I got a bunch of questions here, but I definitely want to thank everyone that came into the clubhouse room that watched over on Bullhorn and Guild. Thank you, Raphael, Michael, Sean, Jazz, for jumping up and sharing. I think this six-person crew here is like a great number for these roundtables, so I really appreciate you guys being a part of it here on Creating Daily. And I'm going to switch back over here to Sid, so we're finishing up that. Sid, great show, man. Thank you so much for jumping in when my schedule changed all of a sudden the last moment and helped me put this episode together. That's what great co-hosts do, so appreciate you, brother.
That's right. I'm happy to. I really enjoyed this this roundtable. I think you need to incorporate this more frequently into your show schedule, because I thought it was really good. Great to hear different perspectives. And it's honestly, it's really nice to hear other people talk beside you. So
I know,
really,
right?
Enjoyed all the people coming up.
I was just thinking that. I was like, man, I have so much more time to nerd out on the stuff that I dumped water on my table. I set up a new scene. I rearranged my whole desk with phones. Oh, I was
and you played around with the screen all 53 minutes.
I know. There's a way to do that that I just, anyway, there's a way for me to do that in the background so you guys don't see it. But I just, you know, whatever.
Your ADD was kicking in, my friend.
Dude, I was totally. Like, I gotta fix this.
You moved one of the images down so that the top line were totally in alignment. So, yeah.
Sid, I run and gun, baby. What am I saying? I'm flying in my parachute, building my plane, and nobody cares.
Listen, good luck. Doing it live.
There we go.
Good luck tomorrow with the packing in on Friday. We'll be back with our show on Friday in a couple of weeks. So, man, I'm excited.
Yeah, in a couple of weeks, man. Absolutely. Appreciate you, Sid. Thank you so much, man. And be sure to join me tomorrow First of all, if you're in Clubhouse, follow some of these people on the stage. If you resonate with them, they are all really great minds when it comes to content creation. They're all crushing it in their own worlds, in their own spaces, and they're on Clubhouse. They're on all these other platforms sharing all their knowledge for free, essentially. Unless you go follow them on Owl App, which you should, and use my code. But make sure you follow somebody on one of these platforms that spoke in this roundtable today. And tomorrow, I'm not going to be here, as I mentioned earlier on in the show, but I will be back Wednesday with Ben Currier, someone I also met on Clubhouse, talking about how do you embrace failure. This is something as a content creator I think we all face, is like, is this failure? Did I fail? How do I embrace it? How do I overcome it? I don't really know where this conversation is going to go. I struggle with this word a whole lot. I struggle with the word failure. So we will see where it goes. But join us on Wednesday. And then Thursday, I'm going to be here with James Hicks. We're actually co-hosting a show. We're going to be talking all about gear. And we're going to be on live on Amazon. So not only are we going to talk about it, but we'll have a carousel or two carousels actually prepared where you can click on any of those products if they make sense for you and make a purchase. So that is it from me. I really appreciate all of you jumping in here to Creating Daily. And we'll see you Wednesday, 2 p.m.